This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, the Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County. Normally, David Pike is with me for Mitchell County Safe Place, and he is on vacation. I do have with me today my 13-year-old daughter, Samia. This is spring break, and April is also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So last week, we talked about some tips about recognizing sexual assault, sexual abuse with children, and how to break the cycle of sexual abuse secrets in families. And I wanted to point out that what we know, statistically speaking, is that in a female's lifetime, one in four of us will be sexually assaulted in some form or fashion. With males, that is, the figure is one in six. And what we know about those figures is probably with males that figure's higher. They just do not disclose. Females don't disclose sexual abuse really the way we should, but males definitely do not disclose as much as we do. So bearing that in mind, there are a lot of people who are walking around who have been sexually abused, and it's never too late if you want to talk about your abuse to call one of our numbers that I'll give you at the end of the show and join a support group, or if you just feel the need to talk with someone one-on-one, that's fine. We'll get you the help you need. One of the ways to protect our children as adults from making poor choices in who they get with as a partner is to build self-esteem right now. To teach them how to make good, healthy choices now when they're in elementary school, middle school, high school, so when they do become an adult, they can make appropriate choices and maybe learn from some of the mistakes that we've made along the way. And so one thing that I'm teaching my daughter is how to be an individual. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, my dad used to say, dare to be different. And I can hear him say that. Dare to be different. You know, create your own sense of style. And he knew that building that foundation, if I were strong enough to stand out in the crowd and wear certain clothes or go against the grain in certain small ways, that I might be able to later make an appropriate decision about bigger things, like not doing drugs, maybe not getting with a dangerous situation. I did, however, later in life, got into some dangerous situations with men, but I got out really fast, and it's because I had that self-esteem instilled in me. Some of the things that I've talked to you about, Samia, are what, regarding clothing choices? What have we talked about?
To have your own sense of style and, like, don't follow the crowd, even though, like certain girls in my school shop at different brands like Aeropostale, Hollister, and all those. And then, like, here I am shopping at, like, Body Shop and Wet Seal, and they just have outrageous clothes.
And we've learned about shopping at thrift stores, and we've also learned how not to bully each other. We've used that as an example, how to come to the defense of girls who maybe can't afford to go to certain stores and help teach them how to be individuals and not give in to peer pressure and feel terrible about it. So self-esteem is a lot more than clothing. It's about body image. I was reading in Time magazine about new programs that teach young women how to appreciate the body size that they're in, as long as they're healthy, not to try to be reed thin or look like Barbie. So there are more and more programs about teaching self-esteem with girls. We don't want to send mixed messages. We don't want to tell our girls to do one thing and then we run out and do the other. So I've learned we do have to be real open. And if we make mistakes or we screwed up along the way, definitely be honest with our kids about that, because they will call our attention to it. And another thing about making appropriate choices is if our kids have a hobby, a passion for something, that tends to help keep them stay out of trouble if they're with a group of people where they have a passion for a hobby. If you need to report domestic violence or sexual assault in Mitchell County, the number is 765-4044. And in Yancey County, it's 682-0056. And prom season's coming up. We are still collecting prom dresses in Yancey County, and we will be distributing those to the high school. If you want to make a contribution, please feel free to drop it by one of our thrift stores. And as always, remember, stopping domestic violence and sexual assault begins with who? It begins with me and you.